you got Kyler Murray officially out there. We knew it was going to happen. But everything you've told me about your pal, Frank Reich, is that he doesn't like tiny quarterbacks. And that's what Kyler Murray is. He's a tiny quarterback. He likes the 6'3", the 6'4", the big, tall, stand-in-the-pocket guy. And Kyler Murray isn't that. So even though Kyler Murray is going to be cheap to the team that signs him this year, and he's got a great track record, I don't believe he's going to end up here with the Jets. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing well. And in regards to Kyler Murray, here's the thing. The key word that you just said is cheap. That's the key word. Now, the other key word for me is short.
Yeah.
So he's short and cheap. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that that would be the way that the Jets would go. I think they would want a different type of quarterback and a different type of physical stature of a quarterback, somewhere between 6'2 and 6'5, 215 to 230, somewhere in there would be the sweet spot for Frank. But then again, you never know the decisions you have to make and the considerations that you have to take into account. So if they're going to spend a lot of money in free agency and, they want a quarterback that's going to be a stopgap quarterback that's going to want to try to make, a name for himself and reestablish his career, and he's going to cost you $1 million, $5 million as your quarterback, then that obviously goes into the equation, depending on who else is available. So I never say never, but I just, if you ask me today, I would say no. But I wouldn't be surprised because of the cost that may be associated with him that it would be a possibility. That's the only thing I would say. A possibility just in large part to the amount of money that you would save if you signed him.
So Frank would go against his quarterback model.
Yeah, but it's not just Frank. It's Darren Mooji. It's Aaron Glenn.
He's the guy who brought this guy in to be your offensive guy. If Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn force a quarterback that Frank doesn't want onto the roster, that's already starting off on the wrong foot.
Let's not start an argument that's not there yet. All right. Let's.
All you've done is told me that Frank Reich does not like tiny quarterbacks.
Yeah, I
that's you since the second I met you. I'm Boomer. I went to East Islip. If you're Geo, you went to Bellport. By the way, my buddy Frank Reich doesn't like tiny quarterbacks.
That's true. He prefers, not that he doesn't like, but he does prefer a larger quarterback, yes. And all you have to do is look at his history.
Yeah.
And you see who he has played with the exception of one player. And that one player was Bryce Young.
But the owner made him draft that guy.
Exactly. So, again, the Jets are in a weird spot. I told Brian Costello this the other day. I've said it for weeks, if not months already on this show, that they're in a really weird spot when it comes to the quarterback position. And we all know they're in the stopgap spot.
Stopgap spot.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to need two quarterbacks. They're going to need two veteran quarterbacks. And, Kyler Murray may have an opportunity to go to Minnesota. If I were Kyler Murray, I'd go to Minnesota. If I were Kyler Murray, I would go maybe to Miami. I may go to somewhere else where I feel like I would be the unquestioned starter for the team. And maybe the one thing I will say about the Jets, and I've been very consistent about this, I think their offense is pretty good. I think their offense can be pretty good and can be supportive of a good, solid veteran quarterback. I think they can run the ball. I think they can pass protect. I think that they do have wide receivers already on this staff or on this roster that are good, and I wouldn't be surprised if they draft another one.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Minnesota is interesting. So they're in a cap situation that's not great. They're releasing guys. They're talking about trading other guys. So the fact that he's as cheap as he is and someone who is a talented player is going to be interesting to them. And also Kyler Murray's going to look at an organization that's got weapons and they got a coach and offensive and playing inside and all those things.
Oh, so they got Justin Jefferson and I'm playing inside. I love that.
Yeah, that may be the place for him. But I'm not sure what they really believe in J.J. McCarthy or not. But I said this before about your buddy Frank. He's got undiagnosed achondroplasiophobia, which is the fear of little people. He does not like little people, and it's just tough.
If you would talk to, I'm going to say 85 to 90% of the coaches out there, they know what the physical requirements are for the position, and even the big guys like Daniel Jones get hurt.
So I was thinking we would bring Little Boomer over there.
Yeah.
Our buddy Scott.
Yes.
Who went
to high school with John Franco and is a huge fan of the show. We'll put him in the little Boomer costume that we had at Boomer and Geo Live and the 7 jersey and the Bengals jersey and the helmet. And then we'll get Frank over this whole thing and we'll get Kyler Murray here on the Jets because that would be exciting. And one thing's for sure, if he ended up here, which I don't think he will, but if he ended up here, it'd be very exciting. It would be, there he is, look at little Boomer right there.
Yeah,
so this
there
is
he
Boomer
is.
Swinging around little Boomer at Boomer and Geo Live. So if we want Frank to, and Jerry's covered his face, he's like embarrassed. But we'll get him over there and we'll say, hey, listen, you can get over your achondroplasiophobia, and you bring in Kyler Murray, and we get this thing going in the right direction.
Yeah. I saw a couple of people out there saying the same thing. I'm just, look, number one, it takes two, right? It takes two for something like this to come together. I don't necessarily know the Jets are the perfect place for Kyler Murray.
He's not going to want to come here
either. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just talked about playing indoors, playing with Justin Jefferson, playing with a team that obviously 2 years ago, because of their quarterback play, they made it all the way to the playoffs and almost made it to they didn't almost make it to the Super Bowl, but at least Sam Darnold showed that you could go there and you could play with Kevin O'Connell, who, much like Frank, is a great play caller, great play designer, and you could have immediate success.
Yeah, I would think that this is also, by the way, I'm looking at a synonym for the thing I was saying. There's also there's a thing called lollipop gildophobia. There's actually a thing called lollipop gildophobia.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a thing for everything. There's a name for everything.
If you're walking around telling people you got lollipop gildophobia, you got some major issues. So anyway, Kyler Murray,
by the way,
the Russell Wilson situation in Denver all over again.
Yeah, and by the way, the other thing that this is something that we've already talked about. We knew that Kyler Murray was going to be available. We know that Kirk Cousins is going to be available. We know all these players are going to be available. And the Jets know all these players are going to be available. So every single one, I would imagine, I'm thinking that you're in Darren Mooji's office or you're in the conference office over there in Flora Park and you got all these names up on the board. And you're looking to see which player is going to give you the best performance given the amount of money we're going to have to pay him. And do they understand your offense? Have they been in your offense before? Can they get the team in the right positions? Can they get them in the right formations? Can they make the checks at the line of scrimmage? Can they run a 2-minute drill? Can they handle a 4th-and-3 when you're on your own 39-yard line in the first quarter, and you decide that you want to go for it? I mean, these are all the things that you're kind of going through, and you're looking at all these players. It's slim picking, Jed, and people get excited when the obvious happens and Kyler Murray becomes available. There are going to be other teams that will be going after him too as well because he's going to be cheap. That's the number one thing. It's about when the Steelers signed Russell Wilson.
So like for $2 million.
Right. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know that that it's in the offing for the Jets. It all depends on what the other options are.
I think it's going to be Kirk Cousins because I could see Kirk Cousins being guaranteed the starting job with the Jets and probably not guaranteed the starting job anywhere else. And him and Frank, I could see hitting it off right away. Kirk is a guy who's not going to look at an organizational history and be like, man, I don't want to go there because this. He's going to want to prove himself, get an opportunity to start. He's going to look at Breece Hall. He's going to look at Garrett Wilson. He's going to look at Frank, and he's going to want to be a part of that offense. I could see him being that type of guy. Kyler Murray, I can't. Malik Willis, they're not going to spend the money on. Some of these other options that we were talking about are just not good enough because I believe that the Jets are trying to win football games this year because of the people in the building want to keep their jobs.